Why should similar bones have been created to form the wing and the leg of a bat, used as they are for such totally different purposes? Darwin's answer? These cases are inexplicable on the ordinary view of creation. This is an odd way to defend a scientific theory. Would a geologist argue for continental drift by asking, why on the theory of creation should the eastern contour of the Americas resemble the western contour of Europe and Africa? Or would a physicist argue that unsupported dense objects fall to the ground because this is inexplicable on the ordinary view of creation? Such arguments are silly. They have no legitimate place in natural science. Yet they are common in the literature defending Darwinism. In a section on evidence for evolution in his 2005 college textbook Evolution, Futuyima wrote, "There are many examples, such as the eyes of vertebrates and cephalopod mollusks, in which functionally similar features actually differ profoundly in structure. Such differences are expected if structures are modified from features that differ in different ancestors, but are inconsistent with the notion that an omnipotent creator who should be able to adhere to an optimal design provided them." Where else in science would a statement about an omnipotent creator constitute evidence for a theory? Georgia State University historian Neil C. Gillespie pointed out in 1979 that Darwin's theological defense of descent with modification rested on his conception of the creator, and that the Origin of Species not only has numerous references to such a creator, but theological arguments based on such a conception had some importance in its overall logic. Philosopher of biology Paul A. Nelson wrote in 1996, "A remarkable but little-studied aspect of current evolutionary theory is the use by many biologists and philosophers of theological arguments for evolution." In 2001, biophysicist Cornelius G. Hunter concluded that the essence of Darwin's one long argument was that evolution is true because divine creation is false. Darwin superimposed on nature his idea of how God would go about creating the world and found that the two did not match. But the mismatch depends every bit as much on the theology as on the science. Thus, Darwinism was never scientific to begin with. According to Hunter, our new metaphysical truths are mistakenly viewed as the implications of evolution, rather than the foundations of evolution. Gillespie had made a similar point in 1979. "It is sometimes said that Darwin converted the scientific world to evolution by showing them the process by which it had occurred, but it was more Darwin's insistence on totally natural explanations than on natural selection that won their adherence. The Darwinian revolution was primarily philosophical, and Darwin's philosophy was positivism."